This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
2015, the year of the high U.S. dollar. Today, a euro costs just under $1.11, with the dollar up again, even with hints of some kind of interim resolution in Greece. This hurts the way profits of U.S.-based multinational companies are booked. So why, then, does a high dollar seem to make corporations look better, according to another key measure that investors love to watch? Here to resolve the paradox is a man who knows his way around a balance sheet, Marketplace regular and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
It's an article of faith that a U.S. company doing business overseas, when the dollar is strong, that shows up when you take a look at their quarterly reports as hurting their profits. But you're saying that if you're trying to figure out if a company is doing better or poorer, that you've got to be careful of this notion.
Right. This, what they call currency translation, reduces the reported profits. But something called a currency translation loss, which I will not attempt to define,
Don't bother.
Reduces the company's net worth, which we call here, because we're classy, equity. And it does not run through the profit and loss statement. So what happens is you have lower profits, but you also have a lower net worth. So your return on net worth looks better. See, isn't that great?
It does look better because, look, a lot of people, when trying to compare companies, look at the famous return on equity. That is a big measure that a lot of people glom onto.
Right. And it's also a big measure in figuring out how much the CEO gets paid. So, you know, here is this bizarre piece of accounting that I learned about actually from my friend Jack Sizelski of the Analysts Accounting Observer that makes the net worth smaller, and all things being equal, if it doesn't reduce the profits and it makes the net worth smaller, the return compared to net worth is bigger.
But the point is, be careful with return on equity because the high dollar could be distorting what you're seeing.
Exactly so. So if you're looking at two companies in the same industry and comparing return on equity, you better make sure to take the deterioration of the equity into account. And as we say, that's the bottom line.
Gotta just adore accounting rules that take a high dollar, which is actually eroding the value of your overseas profits, and turn it into a positive.
Well, you see, that's why you're not an accountant.
And that I am not. Alan Sloan's also a columnist for The Washington Post. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, David.